Chapter 2. I left Gateshead at 6 a.m. on the 19th of January. I only said goodbye to Bessie. It was very dark when I left. Lowood School was 50 miles away from Gateshead. It was still dark when I got there. I was taken into the school by a lady called Miss Miller. There was a tall lady with dark hair. She was sitting in the room. Her name was Miss Temple. "Are you tired?" she asked me. "A little," I replied. "And hungry?" "Give her some supper before bed, Miss Miller." "Is this the first time you have left your parents to come to school?" the tall woman asked. I told her I didn't have any parents. We talked about my life, and then she sent me to bed. She was a very kind lady. Miss Miller led me through the school to a room that had other girls in. The older girls brought out supper for everyone to eat. Miss Miller said prayers, and then everyone went to bed. Miss Miller took me to a bed in a room that had two rows of beds in it. It was cold when I woke up. I got dressed, and a bell rang to start school. All the girls went down to a different room and got into separate groups. These were the classes. They put me at the bottom of the lowest class. We had lessons for an hour, and then had breakfast. It was burnt porridge. No one ate any because burnt porridge is horrible. We all went back to lessons. Miss Temple came into the room. When it was close to lunchtime, she spoke. "I know that breakfast was horrible this morning. I have ordered a special lunch of bread and cheese for everyone," she said. Everyone seemed surprised. We all ate lunch. It was very tasty. Then we went outside. No one had spoken to me yet. I felt very lonely. I saw a girl reading a book, so I went over to talk to her. "Is your book interesting?" I asked. "I like it," she replied. "What is it about?" I asked. "You can look at it if you want," she said, and handed the book to me. I looked at it. The book was called Rasselas. I thought it looked very boring. It didn't have any fairies in it. I gave it back to her, and she started reading again. "Why does it say that the school is an institution on the sign over there?" I asked. "Because it is a charity school. I guess that you are an orphan," she replied. "Both of my parents died before I can remember," I said. "We are all orphans," she told me. I learned that Miss Temple was the superintendent of the school and Mr. Brocklehurst was in charge of it. He didn't live at the school, but he did live nearby. He was a clergyman and bought all the food and clothes for the girls at the school. The girl got bored of my questions and went back to reading. Then it was time for dinner. After dinner, we had more lessons. We had tea at 5 p.m. After tea, it was time to study. Then we had supper and went to bed. That was my first day at Lowood. Every day at Lowood was the same. Some of the teachers were strict. I thought they were cruel. The other girls said that they were not. The girl who was reading Rasselas was called Helen Burns. She told me about the teachers and which were easy to learn from and which teachers were hard to learn from. When Helen listened to lessons by Miss Temple, she always paid attention. On Sundays, we walked to Mr. Brocklehurst's church. At the end of the service, we all walked back. When we got home, we listened to Miss Miller, who was reading a sermon. Mr. Brocklehurst came to visit Lowood School several times. When he came to the school, he spent his time watching us work and talking to Miss Temple. He told Miss Temple off for giving us bread and cheese when we couldn't eat breakfast. He wanted us to be strong young women who suffered like Jesus. He ordered Miss Temple to cut off the hair of all the girls with curly hair. He thought that curled hair wasn't natural and was a luxury. We weren't allowed anything that might be a luxury. When he was finished with the girls with curly hair, he ordered all the girls with braided hair and top knots to have theirs cut off too. Mr. Brocklehurst was a horrible man. He saw me and made me sit on a stool in the middle of the room. He told everyone that I was evil and a liar. He told everyone to never talk to me. When he was gone, I went to the corner. I sat down and cried. I had worked hard and was at the top of my class. It didn't matter what I did. People always hated me. Helen Burns brought me coffee and bread at tea time. "Don't worry. Nobody believes Mr. Brocklehurst," she said. Helen hugged me and made me feel better. Miss Temple came to find us and took us to her office. She gave us cups of tea in china cups and something to eat. She asked me about my aunt and what she was like. I told her about my aunt. Miss Temple kissed my forehead when I finished. She asked Helen about her chest, which sometimes made her ill. The housekeeper had refused to send extra bread and butter up, but Miss Temple had a seed cake that she gave to us. We sat beside the fire, and I listened to Miss Temple and Helen talk. Miss Temple was clever as well as beautiful. Helen was clever too. They talked about lots of things. Books, history, and secrets of nature. When it was time for us to go to bed, she hugged us both. A week later, a letter arrived from Mr. Lloyd. Miss Temple read it to all the teachers. It told them all how Mrs. Reed had lied and that Mr. Brocklehurst was wrong about me. All the teachers shook hands with me and kissed me. It made all the other girls happy. I felt so good that I worked even harder than before. I was moved to a harder class and started to learn French and how to draw. I now loved living at Lowood and wanted to stay there forever. I never wanted to go back to Gateshead. Lowood was very pretty in the summer. It had lots of trees and flowers, and it was a nice place to go walking. But I had to go walking alone. More than half of the girls became sick, so the bedroom was turned into a hospital. Miss Temple looked after all the sick girls. The girls who weren't ill had to do lots of exercise to stay healthy. Some of the girls were sent to their relatives' homes to die. Some of them died at the school and were buried very quickly. Mr. Brocklehurst stayed away from Lowood while everyone was sick. The housekeeper ran away because she didn't want to get sick. It meant that there was more food to eat and everyone who was well was much happier. We spent our time outside whenever we could. We even ate dinner outside. Helen was sick, and I had to find someone else to talk to. I came back from walking one day and saw the doctor at school. "Doctor, why are you here?" I asked. "To see Helen Burns. She is very sick. She won't be here long," he told me. I didn't know that he meant that she was dying. I went to see Helen after they had sent us to bed. She was cold and thin. "Why are you here?" Helen asked. "I had to see you," I said. "You came to say goodbye," Helen said. "Are you going home?" I asked. "I am going to my last home," Helen told me. "No, you can't," I said. "I am happy, Jane. We all have to die. I am going to God," Helen said. I fell asleep next to Helen. When I woke up, the nurse was carrying me back to bed. Helen had died, and no one told me off for being with her.